And then I'd ring round everybody on the station, because the Navy was rather like a large family. Everyone knew each other, more or less. In the Fleet Air, I'm certain it was the case. And I'd say, HMS Indefatigable, just coming through the boom. Do you know what the boom is? Across the Firth of Forth, or across any river or port, there is a wire boom which is underwater so that submarines can't get in. Now that was lowered when one of the big ships was coming in, so it was known as lowering the boom. And so I'd ring and tell them there's HMS London coming through the boom. That was a cruiser, a battle cruiser, the HMS London. So everybody knew that as soon as she got in and the telephones had been connected, they'd be ringing with invitations. I think one of my pictures shows me aboard HMS Chaser, doesn't it? I don't think that was a carrier. I can't remember what it was. She wouldn't have a name like Chaser. I should think that was a destroyer or something, or a cruiser, but it wasn't. Although she was a fairly big ship, as I remember. And so it was always a bit of a treat, because they invited us aboard and they had lots of things that they brought with them, and we always came off with things that were scarce, you know. And some people had relatives aboard, you see, people on the station, one or two, you know, a brother or a father, serving on that particular ship. So we identified them, or they identified themselves to us. They left. They always flashed the same signal. Fare you well. It was lovely, you know.